John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
He's an author, he's a musicologist, he's the man who gave us the book, If There's a Bustle in Your Hedgerow, 50 Lyrical Lines That Helped Define the 70s. He's the one and only Chris Epting. Hiya, Chris.
Hey, John, how you doing?
I am fine. Why are you laughing at your name?
I've got to mention you, by the way, we hockey fans out here on the West Coast have been very impressed with Gritty. Just so you know.
Yes,
as you should be. I have to tell you, when he first came out, there was a real backlash about him, and within 24 hours, it changed. It went from, we hate him, we hate him, we love him.
The teams out here, you know, are looking at that, thinking, we gotta make a move here.
I can't wait for the knockoffs,
right.
Yeah.
It worked out because we criticized it right away in Philadelphia, and then the nation started to criticize, and we were like, hold on a minute, I would take a bullet for Gritty.
He's our uncle, right. We can talk about him, but you can't.
All right, well, let's get into some music today, and another one of the bands that says, well, this is it. I'm talking about Kiss. And let's talk about Detroit Rock City. And let me get this straight. This song really wasn't this song. This was part of another song, and they just sort of, you know, clipped the pieces off of one thing, clipped pieces off of something else, and then we got Detroit Rock City?
I gotta tell you, I'm coming at this as a charter Kiss Army member, 1975, 13 years old. I mean, I was into this, all right?
Okay.
So I'm an original, and I totally appreciate Kiss. But yeah, Detroit Rock City, that incredible opening riff, that da-na-na-na-na-na, that's actually cribbed from another Kiss tune called Acrobat, which never made it onto an official release. I think they put in a box set or something.
Uh-huh.
But if you look at old clips from the early 70s, some early live clips, you can see and hear the beginning of Detroit Rock City as part of a tune called Acrobat, which is, you know, kind of an interesting way to get into the song. But then that song, I don't know if you remember, just the whole album, Destroyer, Bob Ezrin produced it. It was a pretty big deal. To get a guy like Ezrin, who was going to soon do Pink Floyd, who had done Lou Reed and Alice Cooper, he was a big-time producer, had a lot of great ideas. And I think that song, beautifully produced, but there's some interesting things on it. There's a thing where Paul Stanley sings, you know, moving fast down 95. 95 was the highway in New York, as
right.
You might remember.
Yeah.
Not Detroit. 75 was in Detroit. So when they realized that after the fact, on the liner notes, they actually changed the lyrics to say, moving fast, doing 95. This is 95 miles an hour, which he never sings. So it's kind of a funny, you know, they do this whole Detroit homage, right? But they get the road wrong, which is kind of funny.
Well, that's okay. Journey found out there's no such place as South Detroit, so.
Right. But does it really matter, you know?
Exactly.
And another interesting part about that tune, which Gene Simmons told me face-to-face, was that back then, remember the early tune Freddy's Dead by Curtis Mayfield?
But Curtis Mayfield, yeah.
He kind of cribbed that, the middle part, dun-dun-dun, dun-dun-dun-dun. He sort of lifted that and made it part of Detroit Rock City, which gives it another kind of weird hybrid thing. And, you know, people forget, too, this tune came out in 76. That dual guitar thing at the end between Paul and Ace, that went on to really influence a lot of metal bands like Iron Maiden, Scorpions, Judas Priest. Kiss, I know, it gets dismissed in a lot of ways for the music, but back in the day, they were, from a metal standpoint, very influential. And this tune just wraps up a lot of, I think, really interesting elements into a Kiss classic, which I know they'll be playing on the farewell tour.
All right, well then, all together, let's get the da-na-na-na's going. You ready?
Let's do it.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.